Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. This month, Catch a Star Theatrical Players is presenting the musical Always Patsy Cline at Beaumont Presbyterian Church. Here to tell us more is Managing Director Richard Meinhold and Director of Always Patsy Cline, Ralph Griffey. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Delighted to be here.
Richard, start by telling us about Catch a Star Theatrical Players.
Yes, we're a nonprofit California corporation. We started off 12 years ago now with four of us, sort of like if you remember Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney, you know, we've got a barn, let's put on a show kind of thing. And all of us had been in theater for a while and wanted to bring theater to our community. And so we started then, and we've been going every year, apart from the COVID years, of course. And we did 3 to 4 productions every year, and we're trying to get going again. Just a small group of us who are, you know, committed to theater, committed to the community.
What kind of live theater productions does cast players typically put on?
Typically, we put on either comedies or dramas. Musicals are kind of rare because they're much harder to do, number one, and number two, they're much more expensive to put on. And with small theaters, that's sometimes a problem, unless you can get sponsorship or something like that in the community. So this is, I think, our third musical, maybe total, over those 12 years, but we're really excited about this one.
Where do you typically perform?
Well, that's a story in itself. We started off in the Beaumont Women's Club, which has a nice stage. Over the years, we've installed theater lighting and put in sound, and then along came COVID, and the building became a COVID testing site and still is. And so we were casting around when we knew we could get back to performing. We were casting around for a place to do that, and the Presbyterian Church stepped up very nicely, and it's a smaller stage and less conducive to theater, but nevertheless, it's a place where we can perform, so we're delighted to have a place to do it.
Who is your typical audience?
Our audience, if you're familiar with Beaumont at all, it's surrounded by three senior communities, and that is our base audience. It's, in a way, fortunate because these people are kind of familiar with theater, live theater, and enjoy it and look forward to it. The downside is that the community has a lot of new housing in which a lot of younger people are moving in. Younger people are not so much into live theater, has been our observation anyway. And so we don't get the kinds of young people that are going to allow us to keep going. And that's what we're hoping to do over time.
What steps are you taking to combat that?
Well, we try to reach out as much as we can with operations like this and opportunities like this and increase our advertising and word of mouth, that kind of thing. We're trying to do what we can to do it, to help us out.
And where do you find your actors? Are they local artists or do you bring in guest artists?
Well, there's a fairly large live theater community in the Inland Empire, actually. There's an organization called the Inland Theater League, which is composed of, if I remember correctly, somewhere around 70 theaters, and small theaters typically, but some of the university theaters are involved as well. And so actors kind of free flow between theaters, and depending on what's being performed, what their capabilities are, what they want to do. So we get, if we had actors locally, we'd love to use them, but typically we bring them in, people who are interested in doing that particular show with that particular director, like my friend Ralph here, who's very popular director and a very good director.
Like you mentioned, the performing arts really took a hit during lockdown. And as things recover, what's your outlook for the theater?
Well, I'd like to think it's going to come back to where it was, but I'm not sure it's going to. Again, because most of the live theater audiences, in my observation anyway, are older folks. There's a natural passing out of that audience. And somehow, unless we can hook in the younger people, I'm afraid, at least from a community theater standpoint, that live theater is kind of in trouble with small theater companies and small communities. I hope I'm wrong, but that's kind of my view of it now.
Discuss some of the magic that takes place within a live theater performance.
Oh my gosh. I'll never forget the first time I was in one many years ago. Mm-hmm. And from the actor standpoint, it's really magic. And that translates itself to the audience. And it's because it's a human kind of thing, you know, people miss lines. There's different movements get exaggerated or abbreviated, and the audience gets drawn into that. And it's magic. Yeah, you use the right word. It's really magic. Hard to explain, but if someone hasn't seen live theater, they ought to get out and give it a try and see how they get drawn in.
I'm speaking with Richard Meinhold, Managing Director for Catch a Star Theatrical Players, and Ralph Griffey, Director of Always Patsy Cline. Ralph, how long have you been doing theater?
About 30 years, I would think.
And have you directed musicals before Always Patsy Cline? And if so, how many and which ones?
I've directed actually several musicals. I've directed Wizard of Oz. I've directed Annie. I've directed a show called Scream Queens. So I've done several musicals. So this isn't new to me. And then our cast is only two ladies. So a smaller cast, it's easier to get your arm around it. And but musicals are really fun. They're a lot of work. And like he said, they're very expensive. Like Dick said, they're very expensive. But other than that, I mean, it's really fun. And then seeing the end result, you know, that's what you always hope for. And it always turns out really well.
From an artistic standpoint, how long does it take to put a production like this together?
From the very beginning, for someone in my position as the director, you have to make sure that everything... So as an actor, you only take care of your own things. So your blocking, your songs, your lines, you know. But as a director, you have to take care of everything. Everybody's songs, everybody's lines, everybody's, you know, everything. So as a director, it takes longer. The production's normally... It's about a musical is normally about 8 weeks to put up. But for directors, and as soon as you get it, you know, you jump into it. So, you know, it takes about, I don't know, with setting up and everything, about 3 months, I would think. I mean, you know, because you got to do the blocking on your script, and you've got to figure out the pace of the show and the look of the show and the colors of, you know, lighting and then costumes and things like that. So it's a big thing you have to figure out. But it takes about, I would say, about 3 months for a director to jump into the show and know what their focus is and what their vision is and stuff like that. So, yeah, I would think about 3 months.
And your current project is Always Patsy Cline. What interested you about this project?
Well, first of all, Dick brought it up to me, and I was like, yeah, this sounds like a really good project. And I read it, and I really liked it. And my father was a huge country music fan, and he raised me being a country music guy from a very early age. And I knew who Patsy Cline was. I've never known as in-depth as I do now, but I always knew who she was, and I love her music. And when the opportunity came to me, I was like, this is something I was very interested in doing and bringing something like this to life. And the other thing that made me excited about it was it's only a two-person project. So you have one person that plays Patsy Cline, and you have the other person who plays Louise Seeger, they share letters between each other. And just the intimate feel of the show in and of itself is amazing. And then we have a live band also, so that's always fun.
Did you do any research on Patsy Cline other than what was in the musical?
I did. Yeah. As soon as I got the project, I looked into Patsy Cline's life, and I watched this really cool video, this 45-minute video on YouTube, and just learned a lot about her and who she was and what an incredible pioneer she was. And she left us way too soon. She died at 30 years old, but she was her own woman. And at that time, it's, you know, that's pretty amazing because she could make her own decisions and do her own thing. And nobody came behind her and said, no, you're not going to do that. And she just did what she wanted to do, like she should have done. For me, she was more of a pioneer for those days because of where she was coming from.
What are you excited about for this particular show?
I'm excited for people to come and learn this particular story. I'm excited for people to come in and go, wow, I never knew that about Patsy Cline. I'm excited for people to hear my cast bring this show to life. And, you know, always smiles. Always looking forward to the smiles in the theater. That's what we do it for. Applause and smiles and happy. Make people happy. So make people forget about life for, you know, 2 hours and come to the theater and just enjoy themselves and walk out with a smile on their face and maybe a song in their heart.
And how is the music coming along for this?
Fantastic. Fantastic. I'm so happy. Like I said, this is only a two-person show. So one person basically has all the lines. And then the other person who plays Patsy Cline, she has 27 songs. And in a musical, for one person to have 27 songs, that's immense. That's a huge deal. But my friend Kathy, she's nailing it. So, and it's very exciting, and she sounds fantastic. So I'm just very, very excited for it.
Catch a Star Theatrical Players production of the musical Always Patsy Cline is playing at Beaumont Presbyterian Church through mid-May. How can we get tickets?
You can get tickets either by calling our box office, 951-315-4253, or going online to castplayers.org. And they're there for you.
And if someone can't attend one of the performances, are there other ways to support Catch a Star Theatrical Players?
Oh, absolutely. You can do that on either online or by calling the box office and making a donation. Anything is gratefully appreciated, and we, you know, at certain levels, we're willing to reward you a little bit for having helped us along.
I've been speaking with Richard Meinhold, Managing Director for Catch a Star Theatrical Players, and Ralph Griffey, Director of their production of Always Patsy Cline. Is there anything else you want us to know?
Just come out and see the show. Come out and support live theater, you know, in general. I mean, we would love for you to come to see our show specifically, but if you can go see any live performance anywhere, that would be amazing. Supporting live theater right now is a huge deal. And, you know, there's a lot of people working really hard to bring live theater to life. So supporting live theater, we always want you to do that. But, yeah, if you can specifically come see Always Patsy Cline, we would love to have you.
I guess I would say that this is a real uplifting show. Despite the fact that, as Ralph said, Patsy Cline was killed in an airplane crash at a young age, and a very talented woman and great singer. And you'll walk out of there singing those songs or running to the Spotify or wherever you get your music from and get some. It's just a delightful show with great performers, great director, and we'll make you feel comfortable.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today, and I hope you have a very successful run of Always Patsy Cline.
Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.